No creature strays away and gets lost quite as easily as a sheep. And if there is not a shepherd there to lead and guide them, they will follow one another blindly because they stick close together. And if the one that is leading decides to go in a different direction, the rest of the flock will follow, even if that is not a good decision.
The parable of the lost sheep, it basically is about where the shepherd leaves the 99 and go and find that one lost sheep. And many people may ask, say, well, why would he leave the 99? But those 99 are together. Those 99 have the support of each other. Those 99s are not helpless, and they know the way.
Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? Many people would think, I already have 99 that are secured, they're fed, and free from any hurt, harm, or danger. So why go out of the way to worry about the one that's lost?
That one is lost in sin. So God goes and get that one. And believe it or not, that one can be used for the kingdom. He has been given certain talents, and those talents that he has will be essential to God's kingdom.
What we fail to understand is that the life of the one that is lost is just as valuable as the others that are secured. The 99 have nothing to worry about because they have each other to hang on to. They have each other to lift up through encouragement and then the insurance that all is well.
They can help motivate each other, and they can help lead each other in the right direction. They have already been saved. But that one is lost. That one is lost in sin, don't know what to do, don't know how to survive. So he's going to go and find them and bring them to the flock.
Now we can look at this story in many different ways. The 99 may just be worried about their own selfish needs and think that, hey, he's the one that went the wrong direction and got himself lost. We're good, so why do we worry about him? Or they could be considered more caring about the brother who's lost and want him found so that he can share in the same covering, the same protection that they currently have.
God is always trying to add to his kingdom. He always wants everyone to have an opportunity to have a right of life. The parable of the lost sheep is a parable that basically that encourages us to let us know that each and every day that we should strive to try to encourage each other to come into the kingdom of heaven.
Jesus draws sinners unto himself because they become hungry and need to be fed. Those who are lost do not come to Jesus because they are curious or just want to observe. They come because spiritually they are hungry and thirsty and in need of his message of salvation.
He sees that those 99s are already secure, that they already have repented, and more than anything, that they're together and that they can encourage each other through this walk.
Jesus said that I'm the bread of life, and those who come to me will never hunger or thirst again. Publicans, harlots, and hardened criminals come to him for deliverance.
He gives them guidance. He gives them hope. He gives them the authority that they need. And so in this parable, it encourages us that we should never stop, that every day in our quest in life is to spread God's word until all of us are saved and all of us are in God's kingdom.
The parable of the lost sheep goes on to show us how nothing stopped the shepherd from searching high and low. He knows that the sheep can't take care of himself alone, so he never stops looking. His search is urgent because he knows if he doesn't get to him in time, then all will be lost. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leaves those whom he already has secured in the Father's hand to seek and search for that one soul that is lost. His pursuit is relentless and he doesn't give up. Although he has a flock that is secured, that one is just as important to him as the 99 that he already has, so he never quits. Despite the difficulties that the lost one is facing, no matter the situation that he's gotten himself into, nothing will stop the Lord from coming in and saving him before it's too late. for the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. Jesus carries us up to the throne room of the Father to show him just what he had found. He embraces the lost souls with arms open wide, supporting and carrying all of his burdens and sins. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. One love, 5 minutes.